Ask for help. You're not alone. We can help. We can give you a peace of mind. We care. Saving seniors, savings.
Well, we help seniors find caregiving services for in-home, board and care, or assisted living in the geographical location they're looking for, in the budget that they have, and based on their needs. If they have dementia, if they're diabetic, or if they just need housekeeping or medication management.
Savings.
Contact us at seniorcareofsacramento.com.
Hi, this is Jim T. Chong, the Walk Star, and we are coming back. And this is a very special section. You know, we have senior moments here, you know, and as we grow older, I forgot what I was going to say. No, just kidding. That was a senior moment, an example. But that commercial was on behalf of Senior Care of Sacramento. And we have with us Therese Johnson, the founder and owner of Senior Care of Sacramento. And this is some great information she's going to be providing for you today. But Therese, how are you doing?
Hi, Jim. I'm good. Thank you.
Great.
So happy to be here talking about senior moments.
Super. And I know, you know, we talked last week about Walt going through open heart surgery, recovering. It seems like things are going well. How's everything going there?
Oh, my husband is recovering remarkably with technology today. It's just amazing. I mean, he's up walking after open heart surgery the very next day. It's just incredible,
wow.
Jim.
So. That's incredible, yeah. Technology there. Yay!
It is.
And we talked about the importance of planning as well. Can you quickly summarize, especially as people are approaching the senior years, why it's important to have a plan in place?
Well, if you plan, like we're always saying, you'll have more choices, for one thing, and you either plan and things will be much more comfortable for you, or if you don't plan, and sometimes it's not always possible to plan. Like, speaking of rising waters, we had a flood yesterday from so much rain coming down at our house. The front of my one whole corner of my office got flooded. So, you know, and it just came down so fast, the drain couldn't handle it. So, I mean, and unfortunately, I tend to deal with more crises, to be honest with you, Jim, from people not planning. And that's why we're always talking about it. Plan ahead, because and we're just, a lot of us are procrastinators by nature. But when it comes to your health care, and especially in this health care system and environment that we have, our system is already so dysfunctional. You really need to plan and make sure that you have your ducks in a row. The older you get, especially for seniors, and make sure that you have a plan in place for if you're not able to stay at home, or if you need people to come in, to make sure you have the resources to pay for that. Otherwise, you can end up in a much different lifestyle than you've lived your life, and one that will most likely cause you to be probably severely depressed, frankly.
Wow. Well, I know you have some information that's very important for people to understand. And can you tell us what problem are you presenting that people are unaware of?
So what I really want to inform people about today and make them aware of, and I know there's been a lot being said about how antibiotics are not being as effective as they have been in the past. And it's really concerning me, and it's somewhat alarming, and I'm not hearing a lot about it on the news or a lot of education being done about it. But a lot of my seniors, we're having seniors die from urinary tract infections. And for those of you that aren't familiar with what a urinary tract infection, that's like a bladder infection, can also be include like a kidney infection. And it's somewhat of a common ailment that people get over their lifetime, usually, you know, and in the past we've always treated it with antibiotics, but a lot of our antibiotics are not working for simple things like that. And for somebody to die from a simple urinary tract infection is pretty alarming, I think. And I think we need, I love Western medicine. It is just amazing. Like, what it's done for my husband is just incredible, you know, prolonging his life with his open heart surgery. But I also think that there's a place for Eastern medicine. as well. I like to think that we bring East and Western medicine together. Eastern, and we are getting better in the West here with doing more preventative medicine, and preventative medicine is really has its place also. And I think when it comes to these, it just makes me sad to hear that somebody's died from a urinary tract infection because the antibiotics didn't work. When we have a lot of natural and homeopathic and alternative remedies and methods that can also help with that. That's not to say that you shouldn't always seek the advice of a urologist first. I mean, I'm not saying that at all. I think everyone should, if you are having any kind of infections with your urinary tract system, you should definitely see a urologist first. But there are a lot of other things we can do. And I have recommendations for this, and a lot of people have suffered with this as a chronic problem, especially as we're seniors and we're getting older, you know, and seniors become incontinent. It's a huge issue. And so, especially if you're having chronic issues, there's a lot of natural methods you can do. And I will be, if anyone wants to email me, I can send you, I have a 2-page recommendations that you can do to try and eliminate chronic UTIs if you're someone who suffers with this, and it has to do with diet, simple things that everybody can do, diet corrections, supplements. Acupuncture is good to help with that. We have some herbal teas. A lot of people use cranberry juice or cranberry pills. The problem with the cranberry juice, you have to buy the unsweetened, they're buying sugar, which aggravates the situation. So I have a great handout that I give when I go and talk about my book, Saving Senior Savings, Best Kept Secrets on How to Pay for Senior Services. And it's also just good advice and an alternative if antibiotics are not working for you. So that's my message that I want to get out there today. And I want to let people know that if you email me at seniorcareofsacramento@gmail.com, I will send you the recommendations for chronic urinary tract infections, remedies, and alternative therapies to help you if you are one of the people that are out there suffering with this very, very common ailment.
Yeah, well, I know you help a lot of people, and I am very thankful for you recommending, Mercy's location for my dad. And so I know you deal with placement as well. So if you're dealing with placement or just need great information that as it pertains to a senior you know, or maybe for yourself, you can go to seniorcareofsacramento.com for more information, or email Therese at seniorcareofsacramento@gmail.com. So any final thoughts here, Therese, before we move on?
I just want to remind people that we are pretty much a full-service geriatric case management, and we save you a lot of money. We offer better quality of life. If you use a geriatric case manager, we reduce your risk. We can uncover hidden problems, and we can uncover unused benefits. So give us a call. Let us make your life easier. If you need long-term care solutions, if you need in-home care or to find a board and care and assisted living, that's what we're here for, to make your life easier and save you a lot of time and energy.
Great. And I hope you pull out a pen and paper as well. And again, you can go to seniorcareofsacramento.com. That's seniorcareofsacramento.com. And Therese, can you go ahead and give your number twice and slowly, please?
Absolutely. You can call us at 916-877-6904. That's 916-877-6904.
Thank you so much for what you do.